I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're about to finish up the ever-popular buck season, and that'll be followed by a week of muzzleloader hunting. But one of the more important seasons of the year is still out there. We'll talk about the importance of antlerless hunting when we come back. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The West Virginia DNR is adamant about the need to kill does in some parts of West Virginia. The management plan is tailored to reduce population numbers in parts of the state where they've grown too high and to increase them in areas where they become too low. The antlerless season is the biggest regulator of those numbers that's available. And Gary Foster is game management supervisor at DNR.
It is extremely important. I mean, the females are the ones that are producing the fawns, and you know, it's really the mechanism that we utilize to control population.
Some parts of the state continue to struggle to reduce the overall deer numbers. In those counties, the allowance for antlerless hunting is fairly wide open.
You know, we have very liberal antlerless regulations where you can, you know, harvest three in a county, and then and the extreme of that is in counties where we would, you know, have counties even closed to antlerless, to an antlerless firearm season, or maybe the next step above that, which would be a limited permit. So there's varying steps to the deer management plan that allows for the taking of antlerless deer at different levels.
I had, as Foster said, other counties are not quite as liberal when it comes to doe hunting.
In counties where we, in a lot of those, maybe the southern counties, we're not talking about the four archery-only counties, but some of the southern counties where we have a lower deer population level that is pretty close to where we want it. You know, we may have counties on limited permits where we really do not need to take a lot of antlerless deer.
And he said it's important to understand why they try to reduce those numbers.
You continue to carry too many deer on a specific habitat, then you do have negative impacts on herd health, impacts on habitat conditions, on forest regeneration, a lot of times you'll see increases in crop damage and those type of things. But we see increases in parasite loads, for instance, when we do our herd health checks, and we're in counties where we have too many deer. But it does. It does show up in the antler development and the weights of deer. When you carry too many deer, those things typically do decline.
The antlerless season used to be a full week, but in an effort to add more participation, it was split 3 days in October and then three more days here in December, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Remember, get a Class N stamp. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.